This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome. This is the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And it's a beautiful morning, nice and cool this morning to be able to enjoy the morning. It's going to be a great one outside, so it's definitely a good time to be getting outside, doing some gardening, getting ready for the season. Now, I know I have a call on the line, so I wanted to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Just fine. I have a question for you. My wife and I are trying to figure out what the hell to do.
Okay.
This has been one hell of a spring, or whatever you want to call it up here in Maine.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, it's been horrible. We've got a ton of green tomatoes about the size of softballs. But how the hell are they going to, what do I need to add to the soil to make them turn red?
Well, so
kinda.
There's nothing you can really add to the soil right now that's done it. Parts of the season, our tomatoes don't know what's up, what's down, right? They want the warmth. They want that. But, you know, it has a lot to do with just not having enough sun and not enough warmth, right? What the problem here is, we need to reduce the amount of water that they get. We want them to dry out a little bit. So that's easier said than done.
Yeah, it is.
We don't want to, you know, fertilize them with a lot of nitrogen. What we could, one thing we could add to the soil, and I'll go back to my, what we could do is, you know, get a potassium, something with a good amount of potassium in it, right? So the third number, potassium will help out, right? At this point, you know, being end of August, we don't have a lot of time left, right, with them to fulfill, you know, new fruit and all those things. So the idea might be is any new flowers that you see, we want to remove, right?
Okay.
A lot of the side shoots that are coming out from the lower parts, we can actually remove some of those at this point. We also can remove some of the foliage to expose those tomatoes a little bit more to the sun.
Okay.
Right? Because what's happening is we need a combination of it being a little bit drier and the sunlight. So, you know, based on at least down here, the 10-day forecast, if you will, there's not a lot of rain out there. Not as much as there has been the past couple weeks. There's some in the forecast maybe tomorrow. But it's not for another 10 days until you see the heavier rain coming, but obviously that could change at the drop of a hat. But this might be a good time today to get out there, right? Remove those side shoots, the flowers. The other thing too is if they're supposed to be softball size, any of the real small fruit that, you know, almost looks like a cherry tomato size.
Yeah.
Those could be removed as well, right? Because okay. those are going to take some time to get to that softball size that we're looking for. And
oh, yeah.
What's also going to happen is the reason why we're getting rid of some of these areas is now the plant itself can focus on the fruit that's there and focus on turning them, right?
Okay. Okay.
You know, the thing is, you know, the bigger they are, those are okay to ripen off the vine, right? Those are the ones you can sit in the sun, let them kind of ripen on their own. The small ones, like if you were in a cherry tomatoes, those types of things, those ones you don't want to ripen off the vine. So if you had cherry, you'd do the same thing, thin out the leaves so that the sun can hit them. You know, if you have some of the bigger softball size tomatoes that you're like, they're going to fall, they're going to, you know, something inevitably could happen to them. You could pick a few of those, leave them in a windowsill, let them, red up, orange up for what you're looking for, right? You could also throw them in a, paper bag for a bit, right? Put them in that paper bag, allow them to heat up, do all those things, and then go from there.
Okay. All right. Yep.
All right. It's definitely not something you did, obviously. It's Mother Nature's, maybe angry at us?
I don't know. You know, a few weeks back we got hit with a rainstorm, and I've lived in different parts of the country, and that rainstorm actually wiped out 20 years of growing rhubarb.
Wow.
In my bed. It wiped it out. It rained so hard and so cold, it just killed it. And I went to get some rhubarb, and it just tasted horrible. You know, so I said, oh, goodness, I'll have to dig out the other one and cut a piece off and keep it, you know, under wraps, so to speak.
Yeah, maybe definitely.
Yeah.
At least it gives you something to look forward to do, right? You know, you already know some of the projects you need to get started on. I'm trying to find something positive out of it. The weather has just been so bad, you can't really do much.
I know. It's been so. In fact, a lot of the leaves on the tomato plants have turned brown, and that's because it's so cold.
Yeah. Speaking of that, the other thing you should do is to any of those leaves, remove those as well. Those should be some of the first ones you start removing on the tomatoes, because obviously they're not going to come back. But what it's going to do is those will be some of the easier ones to remove to put more energy back into the plant where you want it.
Okay. All right.
All ready?
Well, we'll start there and see how we go. But I can tell you one beautiful thing. Our paper size dahlias are doing just fine.
Yeah, perfect.
So, it's a yellow, it's a Kevin, but
yep.
And then all of a sudden there aren't any more bulbs. Right? They all got sold out.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to go to a foreign country or someplace and find a couple pink ones, because a couple years ago we had the pink and Pam is holding it, and
yep.
It's beautiful. I'll let you go, young man. Good talking to you. Take care.
You as well, Bob. It's great to hear from you. You enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll definitely talk soon.
Okay, sure enough. Thank you.
Thank
you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. 760-462-4261. And, yeah, it's a hard season. You just don't know what's going to happen next when it comes to our plants. You know, it doesn't make sense. I don't know how to describe it any other way than just blah. Because that's what this weather has done to us. It's kind of questioned a lot of things of how we do things. You know, you kind of keep the same ideas of how you plant and prune and do all those things, and you just don't know which way is up. What we do know is which way is up is, you know, fall should be on the way. It is a great planting time to get started. Last week, you heard me talk a number of times in regards to, you know, different things we should be doing, like the lawn, obviously. You know, I talked a bit about making sure we add the pollinator plants and the native plants this time of year, right, for next season. I'd like to go into that a little bit more as time permits, because I think it's definitely something we should be discussing more often. Anyways, we're going to take a break. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Like I said, take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seemed to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I was thinking about it. I know I had another topic I was starting to talk about, but I was just thinking about it during the break. And for anybody who, you know, is looking at their tomatoes and saying, I'm going to let them go and then I'm going to try to ripen them off the vine. So a couple things I want to make sure we know is they're the bigger tomatoes, right? Not the, cherry tomatoes. They don't get the best flavor by coloring up in a off the vine. They want to be on the vine, too. So if you can't do any of those things that I was talking about by removing flowers, removing leaves, all those types of things, a number of things you can do. Obviously, the one that's the, most tried and true method, right? Right on a windowsill that gets direct sunlight. Make sure that it's flipped over, right? So stem side down makes it easier that they're not going to fall off, fall, then bruise, something like that, right? The next one is in a breathable container, right? Some people will take a plastic bag, they'll put puncture holes in it. Some put them in a cardboard box. A lot of people put them in a brown paper bag, right? What you want to do, put it in a warm place away from drafts. And you want to make sure it's just one single layer. You don't want them stacked or anything along those lines. That's going to help them ripen up. Now, one that, you might not know is to store the tomatoes with a ripening banana, right? Speed up that process. You put that ripening banana in a container with the tomatoes. That produces the ethylene gas and actually increases the likelihood of quickly getting red tomatoes. So that's something to think about. The other thing, the final one, which I wouldn't be doing right now, is you hang the entire plant upside down once the season's done. We'll get that process going, but I think that's the hardest one of them all. Anyways, I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
John is in Wells, Maine.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Yes,
good morning.
I have a Chinese wisteria, I guess it is, that is spreading rather ferociously throughout a garden area, and I'm wondering the best way to eradicate it, or if there's any positive reason to have it.
Okay. I mean, so we can start with how to eradicate it, right? Do you know where it starts?
I'm pretty sure I do, yeah. It's a place that I've tried hacking out with a hatchet. It just doesn't seem to want to give itself up.
Gotcha. So that area, what I want you to try to do the best you can is we're looking to make a fresh cut on there at about a couple inches above the ground and make a cut. It's basically two cuts because when you make that first cut, it's clear, but it's not going to fall down because it's probably attached to something somewhere. So we want to make like a cut and then like another cut about a couple inches above. So we have some gap in between the two, the main plant and the trunk. And then you're going to use a product like a glyphosate. So that would be a cleanup or a kills all, one of those. But we want it in the concentrate version. Because we're not going to mix it up. We're not going to spray it all over the plant. What we're going to do is we're going to take a paintbrush, and we are going to paint that freshly cut wound for the at the trunk, so it's going to kill to the root system, right?
Oh.
So that's step one. Step two is a wisteria can throw shoots from underground. So you're going to try and find... Yeah, it's inevitable. It's going to happen. Try to see what you can to find in that area a number of them that have done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want you to do is I want you to cut them individually after you've done the painting of this product on each. So we do one, then we paint, we move on to the next versus cutting everything and then coming back. Okay,
yep.
So I do have to hit a break. Hang tight with me. There's a little bit more we can do because it's not just that. There's other things, and we can go from there. So for everyone else, phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Update. In the headlines right now, loads of rain will be hitting Southern California as Hillary approaches. The very latest on the storm now from correspondent Brad Siegel.
Evacuation orders are being issued for some communities in San Bernardino County ahead of Hurricane Hillary's arrival in Southern California. Even though Hillary will be downgraded to a tropical storm by the time it passes over the Inland Empire.
A new poll out regarding the standings of the GOP candidates who want to be president. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
A recent poll indicates that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and conservative businessman Vivek Ramaswamy are now tied for second place in the GOP primary. DeSantis saw a significant decrease from his previous 21% support in June. Now both he and Ramaswamy are at 10%. Former President Trump leads the Republican race with a commanding 56% support among likely GOP voters, as per the Emerson College poll. I'm John Schaefer.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with John in regards to Chinese wisteria that is just needs to go. Right?
Indeed it does.
So, you know, we talked about the, you know, the method of removing, you know, cutting by the base, finding a couple of different areas. The other thing I want you to do is, you know, do what you can to remove some of the upper growth from, you know, you obviously want it to die back. And if it's attached to a fence or something like that, it's a little bit harder to pull when it's alive. But some of the easier areas, I want you to, you know, try to pull out and get rid of.
Sure.
Any area that's attached to something, those are the ones, like I said, are harder to pull out. You kind of wait for them to die back a little bit, and you're going to dehydrate the top of the plant by cutting its base out. So that's why you want to try and find as many of those bases as possible, go ahead.
Yeah, I actually have a question about the cuts, because you said to cut, make two fresh cuts about 2 inches above the ground. And so the question is, how deep am I cutting as opposed to just snipping off the vine that's above the cut point?
So you're cutting it all the way through. I'm sorry, I was a little confusing on that. What I'm concerned about is when you cut it, sometimes when you cut it all the way through, sometimes if it's on like a fence or attached to something, that the top just kind of sits there. And so I want you to at least cut another couple inches above that. So you're basically cutting a chunk out of it so that you have room to work with on the trunk. I should have been a little bit more specific. I apologize. But it's one of those things where most wisteria attach themselves to something and they're held up. And if you cut it, it just sits there, kind of looks down at you like, all right, what's next? Because sometimes when you cut it, it doesn't matter. It just refuses itself, and it's almost like it's been rejuvenated. And it kind of is like, all right, I'm going to do what I want now. So, so that's why I want you to make that cut, so it separates the growth so that you can, you know, paint that trunk. The other thing you can do if you're trying to push the living, the above growth, right, the top growth,
yeah.
You can paint the base as well, right? The shoots, right?
I see what you mean.
So paint that other cut. That way it'll help dehydrate the rest of the plant quickly.
Sure. There are a couple of products you mentioned by name. Could you suggest what those were again, please?
Yeah, so you could use Cleanup from Bonide or Kills-All from High Yield VPG. High Yield VPG are the same company.
I see. Okay.
And those are you know, complete killers. They are synthetic, so I mean they are. What was I going to say? They are chemicals. So
sure. They're not organic, basically.
No, not at all.
Yeah. All right. Then the next question is base plant is very close to, if not perhaps the root system intermingled with some other plants, in doing that to the base plant, is it apt to spread some of that to the other plants, just so I'll
it
know
shouldn't.
In advance if it shouldn't? Okay.
Right. It should not, because so the way it would was if you were to spray it into the air, into the leaves, right? It could get on other leaves. It's really a full... It's a foliage killer on there, but the spray, the runoff could get onto others. This is one of the safer ways to protect plants around it, is the paintbrush method, so that you're not just spraying chemical everywhere. You're just doing it in one location and site-specific. So that's why it works out better.
Okay, great. Great. I did actually hear something similar you were advising last week or the week before. Can I ask another question?
Sure.
Unrelated to that, we have quite a bit of crabgrass, and one of our local box stores had a special on BioAdvanced 5-in-1, not all-in-1. And I was reading the bag, and it said in the fall to wait until, I think it was 5 or 6 weeks before the first frost. I'm not quite sure this year when that may be, but just curious, first of all, is the 5-in-1 an older version of all-in-1, or is it just a different version of product?
It's a newer version of product from them.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's not like old. It's just kind of what they've been working on. But here's the thing, right? If you've had bad crabgrass this year, which a lot of people have, because we've had tons of rain and not enough sun to really grow, putting down a crabgrass killer in the fall and then again in the spring is only going to benefit you in the long term of this. The downfall, though, is you can't plant any grass seed this fall.
Sure.
Right? So that's, you got to look at it and say, which one do I want? If you know that it's going to take care of the crabgrass now and then help the spring, so you're going to need to use it again in the spring with the crabgrass, that right there is going to be a 1-2 punch to get you ready for next spring.
Yeah.
I've read a lot into it, and with heavy crabgrass, the one way to get ahead is to do it twice. And fall, I'd say, I mean, who knows with the weather, but I'd say probably first or second week in September.
Oh, okay.
To do. The reason why I'm saying that is you just never know. I mean, the way the weather's been right now, all of a sudden it could switch, and then it's winter. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, the crabgrass is certainly doing its best to reseed itself. So.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I also have a spray that I purchased maybe two or three years ago, and I used it back then, kind of late in the season, I think, but it did seem to kill off some of the crabgrass. Should I try that spray? I believe it's also the BioAdvanced.
Yeah, you can definitely get rid of it, use some of it, and I bet you the majority of what you would, you know, If you have sprayed anything recently, it's just the rain is washing it through and washing it out. Yeah. But you could do it again to get rid of some of it at this point in time. And just read the back of the label, because I can't remember off the top of my head. It's one of those two that you might have to wait if you're going to reseed like 2 to 3 weeks or 10 to 14 days. I can't remember exactly, but it'll say it on the back of the bottle. But those are ones that is going to kill the active grass. It's really meant for like July, end of June, July, those time frames. But it can be used now.
Okay. And finally, if I use the granular version twice, say later this season, in another 3 weeks or so, and then next spring, in terms of reseeding, how long should I wait to reseed in the spring?
Well, so in the spring, so right, if you use it in the spring, it usually says about 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
What another thing you need to look at, too, though, is if you're moving on to step two, where it's the broadleaf weed, the fine print on that bag actually says do not plant grass seed, right? So what I'd want you to look at in the spring if you're looking to plant, and you could plant grass seed right away, is there's a product, and right now there's only one major out there, is there's a Scotts, it's their step one with starter fertilizer. So you can actually put a crabgrass control with starter fertilizer. It knows the difference between good grass and bad grass. Okay, and so what it'll do for you is it'll start the grass off and prevent any of the crabgrass from growing that's there. So it is something that you can do versus just having to wait again.
Okay, but that would be after using the 5-in-1 product?
Well, so it would be instead of using the 5-in-1 in the spring.
Yeah, that's wondered. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Patrick. I appreciate it. Great show, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Sandy's in Chelmsford.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have something called spora, I believe, on my Swiss chard. It's little black circles. And when I looked it up, I believe that's, I don't know how you pronounce it. I think that's how you pronounce it. And I got some Revitalize.
Okay.
And that was listed on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that you could eat the vegetables within a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
But I'm just so leery of spraying something on Swiss chard and then consuming it. Do you know anything more about that?
Well, so the Revitalize is just a beneficial bacteria, so it's not a chemical by any means.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the more organic products out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it is something that, I mean, I would still wash it, right?
Yeah.
But I would have... I'm just trying to get the exact active ingredient here on their website at the same time here. Because it's a biofungicide.
Because I think I could use a copper fungicide too, but I don't.
So the copper fungicide would actually leave a little bit of a coppery aftertaste no matter what you do. On it, whereas that's one of the reasons why they've come up with the Revitalize, is so it doesn't leave that spray. This could also be it could be a foliar spray or a drench to the soil. So I'm trying to pull up the label so we can look at the same time here. Usually it'll tell you, you know, you can spray this up until the day of the plant. And I think that's, you know, the most here you can do.
Because while you're looking, I think I saw a spot now on my pepper plants, and it's definitely on my beets. Will that spread to all my other vegetables?
It can start to, and it has a lot to do with the weather that we have, right? Obviously, the cooler temperatures allow these to kind of go through after the humidity that we've had at certain times, right? The rain, all those things can actually move it around. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to hang tight with me. When we get back, we'll go into more detail in regards to this, okay?
Sure.
All right. We'll be right back.
Okay.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Bonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Bonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Bonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Sandy in regards to using some sprays on your Swiss chard and how it's going into the peppers and beets, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit behind it. So it can actually be in the soil for up to 2 years. So that's why we want to spray the surrounding crops, right, on there. It's not just the site specific on the Swiss chard. It can go on to a number of things. It's also, you said it's on beets. Beets has one that's similar to it called beet foma. You'd use the same Revitalize on that one. It has a lot to do with the weather that we had.
It also lifts Septoria, and I've had that on my tomatoes, even though this year it's been great.
Yep.
And now I'm seeing the powdery mildew just a little bit on my squash plants, but it seems to take care of that as well. So it sounds like I'm going to have to spray everything.
I think it really does need to be. Unfortunately, I just think it's, I think it's something that, is only gonna benefit you long term because we're trying to make sure it's taken care of, for next year too. Right? That's part of it, is because it can live in the soil for a couple years. If you don't do anything, you kind of just let it go, it could end up harming it long term. you know, it could just like just keep coming back because of the fact that it lives in the soil for two seasons.
Okay, I thought you meant the revitalize will stay in the soil.
Oh no, the
Sisyphora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds the best we can. It's not an easy one to say.
No. So, but I don't mind spraying like the beets. I'm not going to eat the leaves. And the squash, I'm not going to eat the leaves, but it bothers me to spray the Swiss chard leaves because that's the part that we eat. And I just wanted to really make sure that that was okay to spray those leaves.
It's definitely okay, but one of the things is in some of the recommendation when it comes to it hitting Swiss chard, and especially if it has done a lot, is do a like once over cut, and just cut what you can, and do the best you can with it. Some, you know, it's not easy. It's not one of those ones where we can just say, you know, it's good, right? Because it is something that you are looking for in the greens, the aspect of it. You know, it. If it's really bad, the outbreak is all over the leaf, maybe it is something you should just cut back and, you know, spray it first, allow it to get to where it needs to go, spray, and then cut it, and then maybe do a soil drench and just come to the realization that, you know, it just, maybe it's going to, because we have I don't have a ton of time, but we have some time where some of those might be okay.
Because some of the leaves, the newer leaves, are okay. So my thought was to cut those and just, like, cut them a day ahead of time. And
yeah.
And then pull out the little spots. Because I don't even know if it's safe, like, if you eat one of those little spots by mistake, you know, like if I miss it. Is that harmful if I do that?
So I'd have to do a little bit more research if the actual Sisyphora spot can affect us.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to be honest, the more I think about it, I mean, you're eating a disease, right? Like to a plant. So it's almost like, maybe not.
Yeah.
So I might do exactly what you're saying. Cut the newer to use for you know, it being edible, and then spray everything else so it can kind of absorb into the plant, cut the rest back, you know, in a week to 10 days, and then do a soil drench and build from there. I do have to hit a break. If you want more info, hang tight. Otherwise, we'll be back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.